I will now call this Thursday, October 5th session of the Planning and Zoning Commission to order. Commissioner Carroll, may we have a roll call?
Commissioner Ford?
Here.
Commissioner Wilson?
Here.
Commissioner Lowe? Commissioner Stanton?
Here.
Commissioner Dunn? Commissioner McMahon?
Present.
I'm here. Commissioner Kawe Jones?
Here.
Commissioner Placer?
Here.
We have seven. We have a quorum.
Thank you. Are there any changes to the agenda, Mr. Zinner?
No, there are not.
Thank you. Is there a motion?
Move to approve.
Second.
Moved by Commissioner McMahon, seconded by Commissioner Stanton. Thumbs up approval of the agenda, please. Unanimous. We all received a copy of the September 21st regular meeting minutes. Are there any changes or adjustments to the minutes?
Move to approve.
Second.
Moved by Commissioner McMahon, seconded by Commissioner Stanton. Thumbs up approval of the amendment of the minutes. Unanimous with Commissioner Wilson abstaining. On to our only agenda item for the evening. Staff ready? Yep. Case number 261-2023, a request by the City of Columbia to amend sections 29-1.11a definitions, 29-2.3 base zoning districts, 29-4.1a table 4.1-1 dimensional summary table, and 29-4.1b special dimensional standard or measurements of Chapter 29 of the City Code, the Unified Development Code. The amendments proposed will revise the definition of lot, create a definition for lot, comma, substandard, and create dimensional standards that would allow substandard lots not currently considered legal, located in the R1, R2, and RMF districts to be platted and potentially issued a building permit for a single family dwelling. May we please have a staff report?
Yes, so we are proposing a citywide text change that would impact the R1, R2, and RMF districts, as well as the following sections, 29-1.11, 29-2.2, and 29-4.1 A and B of the UDC. The request is the amendment addressing consolidation, platting, and non-legal substandard lots. The content of this amendment will address those two general issues. Advertised on 9/19 of this year, and as a text change, it is more generally advertised for full public notice. There is no individual property owner notification, nor is there public information postcards distributed with the text change. So the background associated with this is the amendment has been proposed to avoid unnecessary lot consolidations. Presently, the Unified Development Code provides no path to allow existing non-legal substandard lots to be used without consolidation, given the fact that those substandard lots are often substandard based on lot frontage or potentially lot frontage and lot area, and therefore that triggers the necessity for consolidation to achieve the standard requirements of our zoning classifications. The Commission has been working on a new RC, the Residential Cottage District. That work was identified as being a little bit more in depth than needed to address the issue at hand, and council has requested that the commission pivot to the process that we are about to present and devise a simpler path forward to allow for unnecessary lot consolidations to be eliminated, as well as to open up an opportunity for non-legal substandard lots to be effectively utilized. So to facilitate these desired outcomes, revisions are going to be required to a couple of different sections, and those are the sections that were identified at the beginning of the staff report and read within the title of this item, the first being to the definition section of the UDC. Presently, the definition of lot, which is highlighted here on the screen, does not include the RMF district as a lot that could potentially qualify as a legal lot. and that would be a legal substandard lot, more specifically. So the proposed change will permit any existing RMF lot that does meet the definition qualifications to be considered legal, the ability to obtain a building permit if they are substandard, and that is pursuant to our current legal nonconforming standards that are identified in Section 29-6.5C of the UDC. And as a part of this amendment, it was discussed, was that section actually needed to be retained? Yes, it is, and it is necessary given the fact that it applies to lots determined to be legally substandard. And what this section particularly reads is, is that a legal substandard lot in what would become the AR1, R2, and RMF district, should this amendment be approved, is entitled to be able to be developed for any use permitted in the underlying zoning district, meaning an RMF lot that may be legally substandard but smaller than 7,500 square feet, if it can meet the dimensional standards, setbacks, it would be allowed to be improved with a multifamily dwelling unit. Now, there are a lot of other things that could potentially eliminate that ability. You may not have adequate area for parking and all of the other zoning requirements. You may be impacted by median front yard setback in the particular location. But it does afford, this change in this definition would afford the opportunity to avoid that substandard RMF lot, if it could be determined to be a legal lot, to be used. So that takes care of one of the principal issues that has arisen with this particular topic, and that is the consolidation of RMF lots to larger parcels that then open up the opportunity for more intense development. So that is the first area of change that is proposed with this particular amendment. It deals with the definition of lot as it exists today. The second change would be to add a definition for lot substandard. This particular definition is clarifying when an existing lot doesn't meet the R1, R2, or RMF dimensional standards, how it may be able to qualify for a building permit. The definition goes on to state that if it can qualify, it would qualify if it were platted as is, no additions or deletions. Therefore, meaning you're not going to be adding property consolidating lots to that in order to make it meet the standard requirements for the underlying zone, R1, R2, or RMF. Reduced dimensional standards are a part of this amendment, and those are being proposed to allow the staff the opportunity to allow parcels to be platted that are substandard. And those standards that are proposed match our cottage area standards for lot width and lot area. So a 30-foot wide lot, no smaller than 30 feet wide, and no less than 3,000 square feet would be a substandard lot that would be permissible under the lot substandard if it were platted in its as-is condition. So if it fell into those that criteria, it would be capable of obtaining a building permit. The second set of standards that needs to be amended are those that are shown in Article 2, and those deal with our dimensional standard tables for the R1, R2, and RMF zoning districts. Within these tables, and the table that's presented here is for the R1, this is the thumbnail summary of the dimensional standards, a new footnote has been added to the lot standard section. It is shown in your amendment also to have been added to the building standard section. Our law department identified today as we were preparing for this evening's meeting that the footnote indicated in the building standard section of all of the tables in Article 2 actually should not be there, and that is because we are not modifying through this text change any dimensional requirements, front yard, side yard, rear yard setbacks. So That would be a change to the ordinance as it was presented to you this evening and published for the public's consumption. The footnote and the new standard are necessary, as I explained, because staff can't approve plats for substandard lots, and that don't meet the requirements that are defined here in these tables, and then in the next section that we need to amend, which is table 4.1-1 in Article 4. This is the summary table of all of the residential zoning districts. We have added, per the text change, a new footnote number 6, as it refers to the R1, R2, and RMF zoning districts. Table 4.1-1 also includes the RMH district, which is our mobile home district. This particular amendment does not apply there. Therefore, it is not footnoted in that section, nor does the footnote apply to the cottage standard that is in the R2 zoning district at this point. It only applies to the current standards. So as the RC request or work that the commission and staff are working on at this point is furthered, we will be eliminating the cottage column in the R2 zoning district and hopefully be able to create a separate RC district to address small lot development in a specified zoning classification. The footnote, this footnote number 6, provides the reader to guidance for the reduced standards, which are in an additional section that we'll cover here. And the footnote also states that substandard lots meeting the definition of such a lot, and such a lot meaning the substandard lot substandard, may nevertheless be issued a building permit for a single-family dwelling. Just a single-family dwelling. There is no other type of development that would be permitted. This is very different from what the current non-conforming lot provisions provide in 29-6.5C. Those standards specifically state that if you are a legal lot already determined to be legal, you would be permitted to be developed with anything allowed in the zoning district. We are creating a very specific standard for existing non-legal substandard lots, and in so doing we have restricted that the ability to use those non-legal existing substandard lots to just a single family dwelling unit, not multifamily at this point. And part of the revisions to the RC zoning district, or the creation of the RC zoning district, may permit opportunity for us to address the potential that this particular amendment does not affect all existing non-legal substandard lots. Finally, the last revision that the ordinance is proposing, or this amendment is proposing to address, is to actually define what the dimensional standards are to permit existing non-legal substandard lots to be platted. Those standards, again, as I said, mirror our cottage standard with a 30-foot minimum lot width, so it could be from 30 up to any lot width beyond that, but it would still be for a substandard lot in an area of no less than 3,000 square feet, but anything greater than that. And they would be applicable to the R1, 2, and RMF zoning districts. Platting is a possibility now because we have created alternative or reduced standards that staff can refer to. Therefore, there is a process established within the UDC that authorizes staff to allow lots that are smaller than what we would normally find in the R1, R2, or RMF zoning districts to be legally processed. And as we have discussed previously, the lots, these existing non-legal lots that would be platted to allow for the single-family home to be built on them, are going to be subject to all of the exact same requirements from a setback perspective that any other lot would be within that same zoning district. So the standard 25-foot front yard setback, 6-foot side yards in the R2 and the RMF, or R1 and R2, and then the 25-foot rear would apply. And then in the RMF zoning district, the side yard setback is different. It is a 10-foot side yard in the RMF. So an existing non-legal substandard lot that would be platted as it exists in the field today would be subject to those standards. And they would also be responsible to meet all other zoning requirements, such as the median front yard requirement that we have that ensures that in historically developed areas, the median setback is honored along that street frontage. The application of setbacks and all other zoning requirements is consistent with what we do for all legal substandard lots that would be subject to Section 29-6.5C. So this particular restriction, which is not how the ordinance was originally contemplated, but was discussed in the work session with the Planning Commission, this is a consistent application to how we handle legal substandard lots today. In conclusion, the amendment provides a path to allow legal substandard RMF lots to be used without lot consolidation. It provides a path to allow existing non-legal lots to be used without lot consolidation. It does authorize staff the opportunity to allow for platting of substandard lots. And it does not curtail the work on the RC district that the commission and staff are working on. However, it does allow us to maybe refocus our attention toward greenfield development or unique infill sites that may not be covered otherwise by this proposed amendment. Staff is recommending approval of the text amendment as it has been presented, and it will affect the following sections: 29-1.11, the definition sections of the UDC, section 29-2.2A, base zoning districts, and this would be for the R1, R2, and RMF dimensional standard tables, section 29-4.1A, the dimensional summary table, and then section 29-4.1B, special dimensional standards or measurements, where the creation of the new lot, the reduced dimensional standards would be located. If you have any further questions, I'm more than happy to answer them.
Thank you, Mr. Zinner. Are there any questions from staff? Commissioner McMahon.
Thank you, Madam Chair. This question is for legal. Ms. Thompson, do you want four motions on this?
You could make one motion. I would just ask that you reference all of the sections that are being amended by that motion.
Understood. Thank you very much.
Any other questions for staff? Seeing none, we will now open the floor to public comment. Are there any members of the public that would wish to speak on this case? Please come forward. I know I don't have to tell you, but name and address for the record,
yep.
Please.
Good evening. My name is Brian Tuohy. I drew the short straw, and I'm representing the Columbia Board of Realtors tonight. Our board of directors thinks this is great. We applaud the commission for coming up with this solution. Also, the city staff, this has actually been a problem since 2017 when eliminating the ability to build across lot lines. So we think this is a good solution to deal with these types of lots. I hope you guys approve this because we think you guys did a great job with this one. Thank you.
Thank you. Any questions for the speaker? Seeing none, thank you very much, Mr. Tuohy. Any other members of the public to speak on the text changes? Going once, twice, okay. In that case, we will close public hearing. Are there any commissioner comments on the text changes? Commissioner Stanton.
Comment. The previous speaker was my favorite antagonist while he was on the board, and it's strange that I agreed, that he agreed, that we're on the same page on something. And I do support this work that staff has done with the text changes, and I plan to support it.
Thank you very much. Any other commissioner comments? Commissioner Carroll.
I just wanted to say I think this is something that we've all seen as a problem and something that we've been wanting to work on for some time. I think of this amendment as an important first step, and I'm glad that we can take it. I look forward to doing more work on this topic in the future as time allows.
Thank you. Commissioner McMahon?
Madam Chair, may I be allowed the discretion to ask legal a question?
Please go ahead.
Thank you. Ms. Thompson, the way these things are written, will this take effect immediately or there'll be a delay? Do you know?
It would take effect immediately upon council approval of it.
All right. That's good news for a lot of the neighborhoods and people who want to build things, too. Thank you very much.
Any other commissioner comments? Seeing none, would someone like to make a motion? Commissioner McMahon.
Thank you, Madam Chair. In the matter, when I mess this up, please correct me. In the matter of UDC text change, whoops.
It should be I'm going to go back.
I'm going to pass the marijuana regulations again.
Mr. McMahon, I'm going to jump in here. I will ask to, in addition to whatever the slide says, I'm not sure if it says it, but also ask for minor technical corrections to remove that footnote.
Understood. From the... Mr. Zenner, if you could go back to the previous page, I will not read the header.
Please do not.
The case
number is the case number correct?
No, it is not.
No, it is not. It is 261-2023.
It is. Okay. I'm going to do this with two pieces of data in front of me. In the matter of case 261-2023, UDC text amendment, proposing text amendments as presented, changing the following sections of the UDC. Section 29-1.11, definitions. Section 29-2.2A, base zoning definitions. Section 29-4.1A, dimensional summary table. And finally, Section 29-41B, special dimensional standards or measurements. I so subject to minor technical corrections. Thank you, Madam Chair. I move to approve.
Okay.
Moved by Commissioner McMahon, seconded by Commissioner Stanton. Is there any discussion on the motion? Seeing none, Commissioner Carroll, when you're ready, may we have a roll call?
Commissioner Ford.
Yes.
Commissioner Wilson.
Yes.
Commissioner Stanton.
Yes.
Commissioner McMahon.
Aye.
My vote is yes. Commissioner Galway-Jones.
Yes.
Commissioner Placer.
Yes.
We have 7 votes. The motion carries.
Thank you. That recommendation will be forwarded to City Council. That ends our cases for the evening. Is there any public comment that anyone would like to make to the Commission? Seeing none, staff comments?
Your next meeting will be on October 19th. It'll be preceded by a work session at which I believe we will be representing the residential cottage district for rediscussion and probably occupying our entire meeting with that. We do have several cases. There were supposed to be multiple cases on this evening's agenda. Unfortunately, due to one being a technical issue and the other being the applicant was not prepared, both of those will be brought forward to the 19th meeting. So on October 19th, you will be discussing 4 total projects. Our first subdivision in a while is a preliminary plat. This is at 1501 Ballinger Lane and includes property that was formerly part of Fire Station 5 up off of Ballinger and Rhea Streets in this particular area. The fire station property was recently subdivided, and the excess property that is north of Rhea is what this particular subdivision plat includes, along with former right-of-way that was Old Ballinger Lane. And so this will be a continuation of an existing duplex subdivision to the west, which will have public street access out on Ballinger just north of Rhea. So that will be coming forward to you. And then we have 3 public hearings that will be on the agenda. The annexation or the permanent zoning for 3705 Gibbs Road. This is the multi-zoned large acreage tract that we had talked about previously. We have a PD plan amendment for the Starbucks out at the Fairview Marketplace Walmart, 2901 West Broadway. And then we have another major plan amendment down at Cherry Hill. One of the last remaining undeveloped lots at Cherry Hill is proposing a new development plan, and therefore it is classified as a major amendment. To familiarize yourself with these locations, the Ballinger property is on your left, our Gibbs Road request on your right, and that is inclusive of those 3 different zoning designations, R1 to the north, which is the largest area, RMF in the center of the property, and then that RMF is surrounded by R2, which, based on the concept plan, is proposed to be developed with cottage-style housing. So that is what this request will be about. And again, this is the permanent zoning. The annexation will accompany it at the council level. And then our other two projects, the two PD amendments, our Starbucks project, this is really some exterior parking lot modifications to improve the queue space for the current drive-through, as well as a drive-through window adjustment along the eastern side of the building, as well as revisions to the SOI in order to clean up the project since we have changed our procedure for statements of intent. And then the far right picture is our Cherry Hill property down there at Flagstone Drive and that entrance into Cherry Hill. Basically the last developable parcel, if I am not incorrect, in the Cherry Hill development. With that, that is all we have for this evening. Thank you very much for your time.
Thank you. Are there any commissioner comments? Commissioner McMahon?
I have a question, Mr. Zenner, if you'll allow me to leave.
Please.
The Cherry Hill, is that's the last, that's a commercial lot, right?
If I am not incorrect, it originally had commercial in the lower level, but I believe it also had residential. It was a mixed-use building.
Like the rest of the
initials. The rest. Yeah. And the proposal, if I am not incorrect, this is Mr. Palmer's project, but the proposal, if I am not incorrect, is for an entirely residential building, a multi-story residential structure.
Okay, there is up the street from that. Thank you. I participated in that project. Thank you very much. Madam Chair, if my fellow commissioners have no other questions, comments, or concerns. I don't see any. I move to adjourn.
Second.
Moved by Commissioner McMahon, seconded by Commissioner Stanton. Without objection, we stand adjourned.